provincial funding of over $4 million couldn't have been more perfectly timed for CHEO's eating disorder program, Hospital Vice President of Mental Health and Addictions Joanne Lowe said. Lowe pointed to the COVID-19 pandemic as being especially challenging for children and youth, with healthcare providers seeing a surge in the need to expand its eating disorder services. The $4.40 million is expected to provide 14 additional inpatient surge beds and to allow for 10 additional day treatment spaces for patients with eating disorders who are transitioning from inpatient care to community care. The Vice President of Mental and Addictions also detailed what the process would look like during a press conference at CHEO on Friday, December 3, alongside Ontario Minister of Health Christine Elliott. "We are looking to create a partial hospitalization that is essentially the same treatment that they would get if they were in the hospital, but they don't sleep in the hospital, and our capacity to currently do that is non-existent. It's vital for CHEO to consolidate its program to one main unit instead of having the eating disorders program being spread across the hospital," Lowe added. Elliott said the provincial government is investing $8.1 million in financial resources to address the increased demand for services to support specialized care for children and youth diagnosed with eating disorders this year. CHEO isn't alone in receiving funding from the province, as three other children's hospitals located across the province are cited to receive funding for similar programs.